Today, I would like to take you to the heart of France, to a town called Paray-le-Monial, where there is a convent of nuns of the Order of the Visitation. And it was there, in the chapel of the Visitation Convent in Paray-le-Monial, where a nun by the name of St. Margaret Mary Alacoque was kneeling before the Blessed Sacrament during the octave of Corpus Christi in June of the year 1675. During that 8-day celebration of the Lord's body, blood, soul, and divinity from the tabernacle, our Lord opened his most sacred heart to St. Margaret Mary and said, "Behold this heart, so deeply in love with men that it spared nothing in order to testify to them of its love." This meets with scant appreciation from most of them. All I get back is ingratitude. Witness their irreverence, their sacrileges, their coldness and contempt for me in the sacrament of love. This is why I'm asking you to have the Friday after the octave of Corpus Christi set apart as a special feast in honor of my heart, a day on which to receive me in Holy Communion and to make a solemn act of reparation for the indignities I have received in the Blessed Sacrament while exposed on the altars of the world. I promise you that I shall open my heart to all who honor me in this way and who get others to do the same. They will feel in all its fullness the power of my love. And so it was to this humble nun, St. Margaret Mary Alacoque, whom the Lord called an abyss of ignorance, that the Lord chose to remind us of just how much he loves us. Jesus is so deeply in love with us that he spared nothing, even dying on the cross, in order to show us how much he loves us. As St. Catherine of Siena would say, Jesus is madly in love with us. This extraordinary Jubilee Year of Mercy given to us by Pope Francis is meant to remind us that indeed the Lord is kind and merciful, slow to anger, and rich in love and mercy. Jesus loves us so much that he wants to become one flesh with us by giving us his body, blood, soul, and divinity in Holy Communion. He wants to become one with us, his flesh and our flesh, his blood and our blood, to become one. And how do we react to his sacrament of love? The Lord told St. Margaret Mary that most of us respond with ingratitude for the gift of the Eucharist. We take the Mass and receiving Holy Communion for granted. We don't say thank you to him enough. We respond with irreverence, not genuflecting when we walk into church, not bowing or kneeling before receiving Holy Communion, chewing gum when receiving him. We respond with sacrilege, receiving Holy Communion with a mortal sin on our soul without first having been to confession. We respond with contempt, hatred for the Lord's body and blood, desecrating the most blessed sacrament, or contempt and anger if Mass lasts more than an hour. And the worst of all, coldness, indifference, apathy. Apathy, that's an interesting word from the Greek apathos, which means with no passion, no feeling. It's the response, I really don't care one way or another. The Lord's real flesh and blood offered up for me on the altar doesn't really move me at all. Doesn't move me to contempt or anger, but it doesn't move me to passion and zeal. I just shrug my shoulders and say, I could take it or leave it. People not coming to Sunday Mass, people leaving Mass early, people who get in their cars and drive away right in front of the Lord's body, blood, soul, and divinity on the altar of adoration. People who pass by but don't stop and adore or make a sign of the cross. This hurts me more, our Lord told St. Margaret Mary, than everything I suffered in my passion. What did the Lord offer us as a remedy? He himself established the solemnity of the Most Sacred Heart on the Friday after the octave of Corpus Christi. This year that falls this Friday, first Friday, June the 3rd. On the solemnity of the Sacred Heart, the Lord is inviting us to go to confession, worthily receive Holy Communion, and make a solemn act of reparation for the indignities Jesus has received, particularly in the Blessed Sacrament while exposed on the altars of the world. This Friday, the solemnity of the Sacred Heart, is the Jubilee Year of Mercy Day for priests. And Bishop Quinn is summoning all the priests of the diocese, along with the seminarians, to come to the Cathedral of the Sacred Heart in Winona on its patronal feast day for an afternoon of confession and prayer, which will include exposition and benediction of the Most Blessed Sacrament. We will pray and beg for an increase in vocations to the priesthood, while at the same time making reparation that there will not be an ordination in the Diocese of Winona this year. We will also make reparation for all the sins against the Most Blessed Sacrament. If we make a solemn act of reparation for the offenses our Lord has received in the Blessed Sacrament and get others to do the same, we will experience Jesus' promises, the power of his love. Don't you want to experience the power of his love? When God is offended by one of our brothers and sisters, we can repair or make up for that by showing him as much love, adoration, praise, and thanksgiving as we can muster. Our Lord told St. Margaret Mary, do me the favor then, at least, of making up for all of their ingratitude as far as you can. And so on this Corpus Christi Sunday, at least I, can try to repair our Lord's broken heart. That's what we're doing today by offering a solemn mass with incense. This is why we're having a procession immediately after Mass today. They're signs to God of our love and devotion. Today we say to the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus, even if nobody else does, today I believe you. I adore you. I love you. And I thank you. May our whole life be a constant prayer of adoration, thanksgiving, reparation, and petition to our Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament. Amen.